Listen, we have a story today about two people in the Bible, and you're going to help me with their names. Everyone, the first guy's name is Paul. Say Paul.
Paul.
And the second guy's name is Silas.
Silas.
That's it. Paul and Silas. Well, these two guys were good friends. And what they did, they went to cities traveling together telling people about Jesus. Well, this one time they went to a city, and some people weren't so excited that they were telling people about Jesus. And in fact, the people that didn't like Jesus went to the, kind of like the police, and they said, "Those men, Paul and Silas, they shouldn't be in our town. They're causing trouble. In fact, arrest them." And so the police didn't really know what was going on, but they took Paul and they took Silas and they tore their shirts off and they tied them to a pole. And you know what they did? They whipped them. The men, the soldiers came back and they had these long whips and they crack. And they whipped them over and over. Have you ever had somebody maybe accidentally hit you? It doesn't feel good, does it? Imagine if they tied you up and they just whipped you until they were bleeding on their backs. And then that wasn't all. After they whipped them, they took them and they threw them in jail. Now, these jails didn't have recreation centers and cafeterias and libraries. Their jail was just a hole in the floor. And there were rats and bugs and no lights and water dripping down. It was gross. So here's Paul and Silas. All they were doing was telling people about Jesus. Now they've been beaten. Now they've been thrown down into kind of a dungeon. And the Bible says it's the middle of the night. It's midnight. You guys are all asleep by midnight. It's dark. Well, you know what? There were no lights in the jail. What do you think at midnight Paul and Silas were doing? Don't answer if you were in first service. What do you think they were doing? If you had been beaten and thrown in jail, maybe you were... I might be crying because it might hurt. Maybe sleeping, trying to see if you can sleep it off. Maybe complaining or saying bad things about the people that hurt you. But the Bible says that Paul and Silas were singing and praising God. Now, that's kind of crazy. Here they are. They still have bloody backs. And they're in this horrible place. And they're like, "May the glory of the Lord rise among us." They were just singing and praising God. And you know what the Bible says that happened? While they were singing and praising God, suddenly the earth began to shake. And there was an earthquake. Can you all act like there's an earthquake? Oh, come on, there's an earthquake. You're not shaking. You're not shaking. There was an earthquake. He's good. And when the earthquake was done, the Bible says all their chains had come off. Not just Paul and Silas, but everyone that was in the prison. All their chains had broken off. So do you think they ran and escaped?
No.
First service, kids. They didn't run and escape. But in the middle of the night, the guy who was in charge of the dungeon, he woke up and he saw the earthquake and he grabbed and he went outside and he saw the door to the prison was open and he thought, everyone has escaped. They're going to kill me. Because in those days, if you let the prisoners escape, you were dead. And so the prison guy grabbed a big sword and he was about to kill himself when all of a sudden, from the dark entrance to the prison, he heard somebody say, "Hey, what are you doing out there? Who's in there?" It's Paul and Silas. We're all still here. What? Why didn't you escape? You guys are different. You got to tell me about your Jesus. And they told him about Jesus. And guess what? The prisoner man, he became a follower of Jesus, and he went back, woke up all his family, and they all became followers of Jesus that very night. And the next day, when morning came, he let all the prisoners, he let Paul and Silas get out of jail because they were innocent. Let's pray. Let's grab hands. If you can, I'll hold your hand. God, we do thank you for the journey that we walk with you. You never promised to keep us from hard times, and you never promised that bad things wouldn't happen. But you did promise that you'd always be with us. And God, I know in the years to come, some of these children will face some difficult nights and some trying times. May they remember this story that even in those hard times, they can praise you and you will be there for them. Protect them. Cause them to grow up loving you and knowing you and walking according to your truth. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.